This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
Well, here we are.
Last June, when John Bel Edwards promised fellow House members he'd be back as governor, he was envisioning something a bit more triumphal than Sunday's speech to start the special session.
Today, we face the largest budget deficit in our state's history.
The Democratic governor has been paddling furiously to stay afloat in the state's sea of red ink while kicking away some circling sharks, Republicans who don't believe more revenue is the answer. Senator Conrad Appel of Metairie spoke for many of them during this weekend's Joint Budget Committee hearings.
You're asking us to approve $2 billion of additional revenue in a special session for which we have absolutely no opportunity to address structural issues in state government that could mitigate that dramatically. And that troubles us.
The Republican Legislative Caucus sent Edwards a letter last week urging him to let them try to cut state government first, before asking for higher taxes. Edwards answered that in his session opening speech.
We cannot just cut our way out of this crisis.
Overall, there was less open defiance among lawmakers than initially expected. Perhaps some lost their appetite when Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden presented the next budget.
We are submitting a budget that reduces the following entities by 24%. The legislative branch of government, the judicial branch of government, corrections, DHH, higher education, and the health care services district. Every other agency in government is going to be reduced by 63%.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.